With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The Big Ones!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Big Ones! Each week, we discuss new ethical questions ranging from historical decisions to relationship problems to brain-busting moral choices.
The problems can be complicated to discuss, but they're always fun to talk about because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Will you like what you see, fan favorite Johnny Mays?
Hi! I already like what I see. Because it's not right in front of me this time. I have the beauty of the computer screen.
Johnny, you look good.
Maria.
I'm serious.
Well, I'm just surprised that you're able to talk right now. It looks like you're at a paintball party. You're getting pegged down. Maria's the only person still going out every day. She has the go-kart lanes to herself, the paintball fields, the miniature golf. Stay out of her way.
They open them. They open them just for me.
Wow. So Johnny's referring to a paint splatter background Maria has chosen for this Zoom call.
I just thought it was fun. I didn't know I was going to get, you know, crucified for it.
Wow.
So, Johnny, how are you enjoying quarantine? Are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Nothing's changed, really.
I know.
Wait, is quarantine still happening in your guys' town?
Well, where do you live?
Well, I'm just trying to get the lay of the land. I'm over in Silver Lake. I keep looking how many people on my street are affected, but then I realized I was looking at the wrong website.
What were you looking at? Sex offenders?
Sex offenders. I think it's Amber's Law, but I thought it red dot meant Corona, Corona, Corona.
No, that's Megan's Law.
Oh, God.
It's an Amber Alert.
I love looking at the Megan's Law website. I think it's just so much, it's so interesting.
Is that how you've been filling your time, Maria? Have you found anyone money?
I haven't found anyone money. I've looked, but I've also been looking at some live zoo cams.
Oh, I've been looking at those too, actually, Maria.
Really?
Yes.
So which ones? Because I want to get in on this.
I was looking at the polar bear at the San Diego Zoo, and he was just lounging in the sun. He was just loving it. He was just basking in it.
The Cincinnati Zoo has some crazy shit going on, too.
Like what, Johnny?
Why? What's going on?
Just kind of backstage drama with all the workers who got trapped there during quarantine. And they made it like a Big Brother style. So you could see no animals are pictured. It's just the workers.
No, Johnny.
What?
Well, I'm workshopping. I'm pitching shows this week. I want a chamber drama about the Cincinnati Zoo workers.
Remember when they shot that lion?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the kid fell in the pit or whatever.
I don't know if it was a lion or a monkey.
Oh, it was a monkey, yeah.
An ape, a gorilla.
Oh, and they shot it dead?
Yeah, because the parent wasn't watching the kid. If anyone gets attacked by an animal in a zoo, I'm sorry, but it's the person's fault.
I mean, hot take.
Yeah. That was that baby's fault. He had it coming.
Well, no, it was the parents' fault. The parents' fault.
Well, people keep begging parents to spend more time with their children. That's what happens.
I've been thinking, though, you know, ever since this quarantine happened, how great the animals at the zoo must feel that they just have all this time where they don't have kids throwing popcorn at them and stuff.
That's true. It's probably going to traumatize them when we come back day one.
Is that what we're all doing the minute the zoos reopen?
Yeah.
You guys are going to go run.
I'm waiting in line.
You're going to go run to see the animals you've fallen in love with over the live cams.
I want to see if the camera really adds 10 pounds. I want to get those animals' measurements. Wait, so are we telling your listeners that we are actually all recording this in a tiny little studio?
No, they know.
They know that how seriously we're taking stay-at-home orders.
So, Johnny, what do you have a little big one?
I'm sure he does.
I actually do. Now's the time. Well, this is may not seem like that big of a deal, but...
Let's hear it.
So I sent out invitations to a dinner party over a month ago that I was going to be having. And the party was supposed to be last night and nobody showed up. How do I broach my guests on their extreme rudeness and utter lack of manners?
Johnny, where did you find this?
I'm just curious. How do I broach them? The stew was ready. The martinis poured. No one even called to cancel.
Johnny.
Okay, I have another one, but it's from a movie that I watched.
Okay, we'll take it.
Just because I was thinking of you all. Okay, so I'm just going to pretend to be the main character or one of the main characters in the movie, which is the daughter.
Okay.
So as you guys know, my mom is blind. And she was having a spat with this guy who lives up by the lake who thinks he's so important because he's so rich. And right as they were getting into a fight, he kind of jostled her shoulders and threw her in the street and she got hit by a car. Mm-hmm. And somehow she became blind after that. Now, all of us that lived around the lake told this guy to run off, get out of here. And then we've spent the last year nursing my mom's eyes, getting her adjusted to new life as a blind woman in our small town in the 50s. And so finally, after a year, we see mom who's finally on her own. She walks down to the lake for the first time by herself. And we see her talking to the guy who threw her in the street who caused her blindness. But he's come back a changed man. And he in the last year has gone to medical school and has become a doctor because he wants to help people who are blind. And he's given away all of his money. And now he's just a regular guy. And mom is really taken with him. But she has no idea he's the guy. Now, I'm the daughter, and I put my life on hold the last year to take care of mom. And finally, I see she might be better off with this guy who it promised me. I confronted him, and I said, hey, you get your hands off my mom. I don't want her to lose her third eye vision because she's been meditating. So anyway, I say, hey, get away from my mom. He says, no, I'm a changed man. I'm going to take care of her. Don't tell her who I am. And he really is a changed man, and I need some time to myself at this point, so I allow her to date him and eventually get married. What do you think I should have done?
This is your little big one?
Yeah.
What movie is this, Johnny?
Okay, so it's a Douglas Sirk movie. I believe it was Written on the Wind, but I just watched like three of them in a row.
Sounds like a riveting movie. Was it good?
Yes, it's so good. And Amanda, you would love the girls in it. They all live up at Lake Arrowhead.
Really? So what year is it?
Basically. Okay, so it was Magnificent Obsession from 1954.
Magnificent Obsession?
Yes, and it's so good.
Well, first off the bat, I'm thinking if this guy's really a good guy and he's changed, he would be honest.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, he hopes to be honest, but he says he just needs 1 year with her to make her fall so in love with him that when he tells her, she won't leave him.
No, that's just that's weird. 1 year. And you know what else is weird? He went to medical school for 1 year and he's a doctor now.
Well, in all transparency. He had done like 4 years of medical school before all this happened, but then he became into money and became a party boy and he ditched med school and he only had one more year of credits to finish.
And so just explain to me their altercation. They got in a fight on the street and he pushed her?
Yes. Well, it does actually, thank you for asking. So the beginning of the movie, her husband, the blind lady has a husband and he's the town doctor up by Lake Arrowhead or wherever. And he gets into a car accident the same day that Rock Hudson, who is Mr. Moneybags, he like drives his boat too fast and he also gets into an accident. And bringing it back to COVID-19, there's only one respirator up on the lake. And the rich guy gets it just because he has access to it. And the town doctor dies. So now the town's left without a doctor. This woman's left without her husband and now her eyesight, because Rock Hudson keeps coming up to try and apologize to her. And she doesn't want anything to do with him. And she finally gets the nerve to go to brunch. And he comes up and she runs away and she gets hit by a car and loses her eyesight.
Oh my God, this is devastating. So there's two counts against him. One, that he harasses her to the point where she runs away and gets hit by a car, which he's indirectly responsible for. And then the second one is that...
Also indirectly responsible for her husband dying.
Well, yeah, and that's even worse in some ways. God.
So she really doesn't want anything to do with him. But then when they see him being so tender and her like best friend and daughter have had a year of walking her to the lake every day, they could get a free time. They're like, maybe we should just let her date him and not tell him. And there is a resolution in the movie. I just wanted to hear what kind of people you are.
I would like this whole not telling her who he is thing is just dishonest. And I think that I think that's someone like, not to make a pun or anything, but pulling the wool over someone's eyes. Do you know what I mean? And I would have to tell the mom, and I would tell the mom like right away. I wouldn't wait.
It's the thing. Whenever you withhold information to benefit someone, in your mind, you might think you're doing the right thing, but it's just going to come out eventually and blow up even worse than if you had just given her this information up front. That's my feeling on it. So what ends up happening in the movie?
Spoiler alert. So the daughter... So it's really painful because he keeps writing her letters while she goes to Sweden or Switzerland to get this surgery performed.
And on her eyes?
On her eyes, which doesn't work. And the daughter, he keeps writing letters and using his fake name. And the daughter is receiving the letters first. And she sees that he really does love him. But then she decides to tell the mom anyway, because she just can't live with herself. And the mom says, I've always known. She knew the whole time. And then...
Oh my God. Well, you'd have to. That's the thing. The daughter wasn't giving the mom any credit. Yeah,
exactly. Her other senses are heightened. People don't believe it.
She has a spidey sense.
So anyways, the guy and her break up because it's just too weird. But then she decides to go to Sedona to try another surgery. And they hear it's not going so well. Or no, she has like a brain tumor or something. And then the doctor, after not seeing her for a few years, flies to Sedona to just say one last goodbye to her. And they say, doctor, you're actually the only one with the expertise to do this surgery, because they find out it's a brain tumor pressing on her eyesight that's causing her to go blind. So if they remove the tumor, she might get her eyesight back. And they do the surgery and she sees him for the first time and they kiss on the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Was it a good movie, Johnny?
Yes, it's so sweet. And it's only like 80 minutes or something. It's like really fast.
And do you have any, because Johnny has incredible taste in movies. So do you have any other recommendations for Maria and I or the listeners?
Barbarella? No, wait, Barbed Wire. That's what I was thinking.
Who's in Barbed Wire?
Pamela Anderson.
Is it good?
You'll get your money's worth. I think that's what it says on the poster.
Well, thanks, Johnny. Well, listen, that was a big one, but it actually...
And then my dinner party, I just let the guests not come to the next one.
Well, Johnny, you shouldn't be having anyone over for dinner during the quarantine. So I don't, you know...
Johnny, how long do you think you can spend? Because I feel like you do okay alone, even though you're an extrovert. But how long do you think you'll be able to spend alone before you start cracking?
I think I'll be fine. I think I cracked years ago and I'm ready for hibernation. I mean, I'm trying not to watch the news in the morning and not to look at my phone for like a half hour before bed and to read.
And so
I'm like staying off the, I'll check in like once a day, but other than that, and I've told people to stop texting me like, well, my boyfriend, all the numbers of the people that died in each half hour. I said, you could at least give me a 2-hour window. It's a little much to get these constant updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think there should be a spoiler warning when someone texts you something scary from the news.
I guess spoiler warning, trigger warning.
Trigger
spoiler
alert.
Spoiler alert.
You know, I am so sorry, but I am like so tired and like no energy, and I don't know what to do about it.
I mean, I also feel like I'm kind of like have brain fog or something, but I think a lot of people are saying that's how they're feeling.
Robot.
Johnny always calls me a robot.
Well, you say that's how people say they're feeling, like you're inputting the data.
Maria, I am also tired.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
I am also
You know what I watched last night? This is just maybe get my brain juices flowing.
Give us a hint.
I watched. Okay. Jennifer Goodwin.
Oh, he's just not that into you.
Yes.
Yeah. What else has she been in other than like that Once Upon a Time?
Walk the Line.
That Mormon show.
That Big Love.
Big Love. So good.
First Wives Club.
Big Love.
Have you seen it?
Not too long ago.
I know Drew Barrymore works with like 16 gay men, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then she keeps giving Scarlett Johansson and her extensions the worst advice in the world. It's a weird. And Bradley Cooper looks like an alien.
No, what really freaks me out in that movie is Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know what happened to Jennifer Connelly, because she has such a sort of low and serious energy.
Yeah, but she was wearing pigtails.
I know. That's what's so upsetting about it.
Well, Jennifer Connelly suffered a big loss this year. She had a big comeback planned with Top Gun Maverick. She's riding on the back of Tom Cruise's leather jacket.
And so what happened? Is that not coming out?
I think it was pushed.
I wish they would just release that so we could all watch it at home, because that's honestly what we need right now.
They're not going to do it, Amanda. They need it in IMAX.
Oh,
that's true.
That's really true.
They need their IMAX money. But that movie really freaked me out, and everyone... and then Jennifer Aniston and Ben Affleck are a couple in
it. No chemistry, right?
Really? Well, my head was spinning. I couldn't believe it.
Really? What happens in that? Because that's not that. I'm thinking of the breakup now, but he won't propose in this one.
Yeah, he doesn't want to get married, but he's the nicest guy. And
he owns a boat. He lives on his boat.
Yeah, he owns a boat. Johnny, have you seen it? You should see this.
No, it's really rude when people keep sending you books and movies called He's Just Not That Into You. I think it's like, it's not that cool. Maria keeps recommending it via text. No, Maria, I bet it's an... I did see it, and I hated all those movies. Like that, and the only fun one is Mother's Day.
I gotta see Mother's Day. Wait, Jennifer Aniston's in that one, too.
Yeah, they each have the 2-minute parts for $5 million.
Now, Johnny, before we get to our other segment, we just have to take a moment to go back to the last episode you are on, because you created quite a stir last time you were on. We got a note, a review from someone pretending not to be Taron Killam. So Taron Killam. And he was not impressed with how you razzed his wife, Kobe, the last time you were on the show.
What did I do with her again?
You just, for some reason, you were sort of aggressively referencing her episode.
Well,
and not just in your, it was just clear that that's the only episode you had listened to. And so you were just, you know how your brain is a sponge, Johnny, and it just like soaks up one thing someone says and you attach to it, and then you're like a dog with a bone.
Yes. Or a guest with a script from Irios.
No,
I mean, what people don't know is that me and Kobe, I mean, she'll be the first one to say this. We went out for a lot of the same parts, and I guess our careers diverged.
Well, that clears some of that up. So there's a history there.
I've never even met my mother.
But But Johnny, this is your chance to not commit career suicide and apologize.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I don't even know what I said. I think I was just asking. I am just a lonely boy looking for a little room in Taryn Killam's house with Kobe. I got nervous when they said there wasn't going to be a guest room available at all hours of the night. I'm always looking for a place to lay my head, and it's really hard out here. Please, it was just a joke. I take it all back. I'll do anything. Kobe.
Oh, I'm sure Taryn and they're both very forgiving.
Oh, and I think Taryn's attractive and funny. So maybe I'm just jealous.
There it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move on to a new segment now that is our quarantine segment. And so in the last couple episodes, we've been saying how, you know, we understand that all you listeners are just bored in your quarantine lives, maybe, and that if you're interested in doing a segment on the big ones, that you should just write an email and say, I want to be on a segment, damn it. And a lot of you did. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have two listeners on right now to do a quick round of Would You Rather. So could we please give a round of applause to Avi and Carly?
Hello.
Hi.
Avi, meet Carly.
Hi.
You're Hello, two Carly. Big ones. Two big one listeners.
Okay, so welcome, you guys. We're so excited to have you. So full disclosure, Avi has done one of these segments before. Excuse me. He was actually on a segment last week with Paul F. Tompkins, but a couple things went down. One, Avi was a little bit of a sneaky snake. He was a great guest on the segment. We lost the audio, unfortunately, so we had him back. But he did stay in the room. He said goodbye to all of us.
Oh, no.
And then his face disappeared, but his little box was still there. And we said,
Invisible Man.
Yeah. And
exactly.
We said, Avi, are you still there? Are you still there? And he wasn't saying anything. And then finally he went, you got me.
He was trying to eavesdrop.
So, was it morally wrong?
No, it wasn't. It was fun. And so Avi's back. And now we've got Carly on as well. So hi, Carly. Great to have you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So Carly, where are you Zooming in from?
Oh, I'm in Toronto. I haven't mentioned that, but yeah, that's where I am.
And Avi's in LA.
Yes, I am.
I'm just
that's right. So how are things in Toronto, Carly?
They're okay. It's kind of spooky, but we're not in a full lockdown.
Really?
Although I'm still afraid to go outside. So I'm essentially on lockdown because I just don't want to go out. But it's like kind of like a in between like panic and not panic.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird vibe, right? Because it's like people are still acting as though it's not happening, kind of, but it is happening.
Yeah, but you can't see it, so it's just like a very strange way to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I saw a video of people dressed like they were on the Titanic playing violins at a supermarket to calm the people in line.
Is that real, Johnny? Is that
it is real?
Real?
Yeah, I really did see a video.
That doesn't sound calming, though.
No.
So what this segment is, and Avi knows because last time he did it and then it all got erased from some act of God.
It didn't get erased. It never got recorded.
And what's the difference?
That's my bad.
We're going to play a quick round of Would You Rather. Now, Carly, have you played Would You Rather before?
Yes, I have.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go person to person and we're just going to see kind of what's in your guys' brains. All right. Are you guys ready to play?
Would you rather.
All right. Avi, this one's for you. Would you rather eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice?
Spaghetti noodles.
Why?
For sure. I mean, when I make spaghetti, I kind of just take one or two and just crunch on it. I don't know. They're crunchy. They're not bad.
Yeah, I think that makes sense because the rice is inedible.
I feel like you would choke on it.
I don't know.
You have to take it like pills.
Oh, God. How sick. All right, Carly, this is
for
you.
For the listeners out there, Amanda just mimed taking pills like it was a huge gallon of milk. Pills is she on? A bucket.
You know how you take your pills, you get them in your hand, and you just go.
No, they're not Pringles.
Party mix.
All right.
Party mix.
This one's for Carly.
Okay.
Would you rather live in a house with see-through walls in a city or in the same see-through house but in the middle of a forest far from civilization?
Oh, no.
It's finally, well, someone finally asked.
I hate the woods at night. I find that terrifying. Yes. So I don't think I could choose that one. Although I also love to be invisible in the city. I don't like to be seen. So I guess I would choose city, and I would just wear like a cloak or something 24/7.
Invisibility cloak.
Yeah. Okay. So Carly's got an invisibility cloak.
That's scary, though, Carly, imagining you roaming around your house in a cloak. That's scary.
I'm sorry.
All right, Johnny, this one's for you. Would you rather all I'll start over. Would you rather all electrical devices mysteriously stop working, possibly forever, or the governments of the world are only run by people going through puberty?
I'd rather live in the glass house.
No, Johnny, that's not your question.
Wait, okay, because some people can go through puberty later, right?
It doesn't matter. They'd be moody.
Oh,
isn't that what puberty is? They don't. They can't. They're not in control of their bodies.
Well,
not some of them. I would say definitely the puberty kids.
Puberty kids.
Right?
Really? Controlling the government?
What's the option?
Yeah. Do you want puberty kids ruling the world, or do you not want to have a cell phone? That's the basis.
No, I think I would do not have a cell phone. And just go back to playing telephone with people, right?
Yeah.
And spread rumors around the world at a lot slower pace. I miss the analog days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Amanda, would you rather sell all of your possessions or sell one of your organs?
Sell.
Can you choose which organ?
Yeah, which organ?
I guess you'd have
your brain.
Your brain.
I think all of my possessions. I would sell all of my possessions because in some ways I really enjoy a fresh start.
Yes, but here's the kicker: you sold all your possessions. You go to the doctor. Turns out you need a kidney transplant.
But you shouldn't be able to buy organs. I mean, I just fundamentally. That's not right. Like, I wouldn't mind. I've told you how I feel about this in the My Sister's Keeper episode.
Which is with Johnny.
Can you legally buy an organ?
Not in.
Let's talk later. Legally. Let's talk later.
You know a guy?
He is the guy. Yeah.
I am the guy. I've been operating on one half of everything a human being is supposed to have for the last 2 years.
Sounds exciting.
Johnny, would you like to do this round of questions?
Oh, yes. I just want everyone to do a rapid fire in a couple of paragraphs answer. Okay, would you rather go back to high school with what you know now, like be transported as a young teen? So you go back to high school now, like in today's climate, like the high school down your street as a kid, but you know everything you do know now? Or would you rather go back to your high school when you were in high school, not knowing anything you know now, but as somebody else who knows nothing?
Can you choose who?
You can choose, yeah. The most popular kid, the best athlete, the hottest person.
And then would you live out the rest of your life as that person?
It's just 4 years, and then I'll tell you later what happened.
Avi, what do you think?
It's interesting. Probably I'd go back as myself with what I know now. I actually loved high school. And with the knowledge I have now and the experience and all that, I feel like I would make the most of it more. Kind of coasted. So, yeah. Let's get serious.
Wait, you can go back knowing what you know now, Johnny. That's one of them?
Yeah.
But you have
not
to go
back
you have
to your
to
high
go,
school. Go back to a
You 20- have to go to the high school now like that has metal detectors.
Oh. And they're all talking about Dua Lipa or whatever.
Oh, God. She works it into every conversation. Maria.
All right, Carly, what do you think?
I mean, I think I agree with Avi. I would go back just being really smart, and then I would not stress about anything. Because if I didn't know what I knew now, I'd still be stressed out no matter what. I don't think anybody really has fun in high school if they're, you know, regular high school.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Maria? Amanda? Oh, me? I would say, yeah, I'd go back knowing what I know now to the high school down the street, and I would just, I think I'd kill it. I think I'd, like, really, people would really dig what I was dishing.
You think so?
Yes, I do.
I would go, I same answer, I would go back with the knowledge I have now, and I'd just slut it up.
Yeah,
because I was a prude in high school. I wish I would have slutted it up more.
But you would have gotten a name for yourself.
That'd be great. And today, you can't really be slut-shamed anymore.
Well.
Unless you're cyber-bullied.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I'd be the cyber-bully.
Johnny, what would you do?
I wouldn't have an electronic device because of the lockdown.
No.
Yo.
He's around behind.
No, I don't want to go to a high school down the street with cyberbullies.
Yeah.
I want to go to one where they had to punk you in person.
Mm. Johnny was the king of our high school. He was like the most popular little guy.
We went to high school together?
Yeah,
we went
I've known Johnny
together.
Since kindergarten.
That's funny.
Amanda, I was only popular because Amanda thought she was the prude, but I was selling everyone photos of her taking it at slumber parties. Amanda, you did develop a name for yourself, and I want credit.
Johnny did my PR in high school.
Yeah, so Johnny developed a name for you.
Yeah, he did.
All right, this is our last question. Rapid fire again. Let's go down the line. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside? Avi, go.
Oof, that's a hard one. True love, I guess.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Can't buy everything.
That's true, but you can. Johnny will tell you, you can buy love. Carly, would you rather have out of control body hair or a strong, pungent body odor?
Well, I'm taking this quarantine opportunity to grow out my body hair now just to see what happens. So I'm going to go with body hair because so far I'm really enjoying this.
Oh, good for you.
That's great.
Harley, you can grow your own mask.
Like me.
I started.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Brush it up a little bit.
Johnny, would you rather be an amazing artist but not be able to see any of the art you have created, or be an amazing musician but not be able to hear any of the music you create?
Musician.
Why?
Better clothes.
Because an artist has to wear a smock.
Yeah, an artist has to wear a smock and dirty
shoes. Well, because I could see everyone's reaction at the rock show, but I can't, if I can't see my art, I can't see people appreciate it. So I wouldn't know if I'm any good.
Well, if you're at the gallery, you just can't see the art, but you can see their faces.
The line out the door. Okay.
The line to get out the door.
Yeah, the line in the wrong direction.
Amanda, would you rather be in debt for $100,000 or never be able to make more than $3,500 a month?
Ooh, that's tough. I guess... 30...
Maria, that's like everybody with college loans right now.
Honestly, I guess in debt...
Okay.
How much was it in debt?
100.
100,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, I guess in debt. Sorry.
Well,
okay,
guys.
Maria, let me ask you one. Maria.
Oh, yeah, please.
Would you rather have butterfly wings or a horse tail?
You should make this one up.
No, I have some dumb list here. I Google image.
I would say butterfly. Well, yes, butterfly wings.
Horse tail, you'd be such a weirdo.
Also, you could fly with butterfly wings.
I don't know if they would be able to lift me.
Would they be this, like, actual butterfly size?
I think they'd be thin. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that's something to think about for sure. Thank you guys so much for being on, Avi, Carly. This has been... Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
So much fun. Thank you so much.
Same time next week?
It depends.
If it doesn't record.
It's very possible this gets deleted. So
I'll delete mine also.
Yeah, it's very possible that this will never see the light of day.
Like Johnny's art.
What?
Okay, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. So I don't know how to X you out. I guess you guys have to do it.
Oh, wait. Shouldn't Carly do the ask?
Oh, yeah, Carly. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Carly, could you do an ask for us, please, for the show?
Yes. Okay, so I'll deepen my voice so it's more like
that'd
a man.
Great. Yeah.
You must rate and review the big ones immediately or face the consequences.
How's that? Oh, my God. You guys can't tell what she's holding up, but you better listen to Carly. There will be consequences.
I just imagining
scary?
Carly in her robe and her glass house.
Her cloak.
With her sickle.
The poor kids walking to school having to run past the cloak woman.
Crazy cloak lady.
Oh, God. All right. Well, thank you so much. If they don't listen to that, then I don't know what they're going to listen to.
Right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we'll have a good quarantine.
Yeah, stay safe.
We'll talk to you guys.
You thanks for listening.
Right, nice to meet you guys. You.
Nice to meet
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And we're back.
So today's big one is very simple. And I don't think it's going to take us a lot of time, which I think is fine. But
sounds like a threat. If I start rambling.
Before we start, Johnny wants to just give a few quarantine tips to our listeners.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So if you're stuck at home or you're looking for something to do, I found that these things were beneficial to me. To keep from touching your face every morning, dip your fingers in candle wax at the start of the day. Mm. So there's a protective cover between your finger and your giant stressed out pores.
That sounds nice, actually, because it's nice. Like, remember getting your hands dipped in those wax?
I love that. The wax off? I loved that.
Yeah, it will protect your face. Mix two or three puzzles together in a giant box and then get to work.
Oh, that's actually fun.
That would be so hard, though.
I know.
You could donate all your old Halloween masks to the hospitals to make the workers feel like they're at a costume ball.
A ball.
Okay. And then you could make a fake party like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone and start all your Zooms in the middle of the fake party in your living room and then say to your family, hold on, I have to go somewhere quiet. It'll really shock them.
If you
find yourself stuck on a Zoom with all your family members and there's too many people talking at once, I think everyone would quiet down if you start coughing really loud and saying, does it feel warm in here? If you want to get your point across. And those are just some tips, some tips.
Those are great.
Thanks, Johnny, for thinking of those.
Let us know if any of those work out for you guys, if you choose to use any of those. All right.
Okay, I'm going to read our big one here. You are presented with a strange challenge. Someone dares you to count backward from 300 to zero. If you succeed at this simple request, you will be given $25,000 in cash. However, if you misspeak, get any digit incorrect, or make any mistake whatsoever, you will immediately be doused with gasoline and burned alive. Do you attempt this challenge? And this, of course, is from Chuck Klosterman's Hypotheticals card deck.
I was going to say, this totally reminds me of your very first episodes of the Big Ones, when you had a third co-host and you guys actually did this tour.
We don't have $25,000. But actually, I feel like this was written a while ago. And so maybe we should up it from 25,000 to 50,000, because at 25, to me, is a no-brainer that no.
Now, are we going to do a little improv? Should we start at 300?
No.
How about we try, but you have to go around in a circle.
Okay. Ready? 300.
299.
298.
297.
296.
Spare me. Sorry, I just got a note from one of your listeners.
Johnny, this reminds me a little bit of that drinking game you made us play the other
night. Yes. Go call the governor.
Have you played this, Maria?
No.
Maria, you can actually play remotely, and it's preferable.
Okay.
So
can we play just with the three of us real quick? So yeah, the listeners
play,
can learn.
Let's play with the three of us, and I'll make it a shorter game. Okay, Maria, the three of us have to count through to nine. Okay, like I go first, then Amanda, then Maria, then Johnny, then Amanda, then Maria. But number eight is number three, and number three is number eight. So when you get to three, you have to say eight. And when you get to eight, you say three. After number nine, then you say cheers to the governor, and it's a drinking game.
Okay, got it. Okay, all right.
Okay, so I go first, and Amanda, then Maria. One,
two,
eight,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
three,
nine.
Go cheers. Call the governor.
Cheers to the governor. So then, and then you take a drink.
Okay, so now Maria, since you got to go right before calling the governor, you make up another rule for one of the other numbers.
Okay, you count to nine, but eights. But
no, eight and three are forever interchanged. You just can't touch those rules.
But you can add another rule. Like instead of seven, you say this, like your favorite color or.
Oh, okay.
And if you're playing over Zoom, you can do physical gags. Like you have to disappear out of the screen or act like you're getting strangled.
If you're number two, then you gotta make a fart noise.
Maria. Okay.
Well, that's because it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, Maria, why don't you go first? And then me, then Amanda.
Okay.
Start?
Yeah.
One.
Eight.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Three.
Nine.
Call the governor.
Cheers to the governor.
Cheers to the governor. Now, Hammy, you make a rule.
Okay, so instead of four, you say your childhood pet's name.
Okay.
Okay. One.
Eight.
Four.
No.
No.
Okay, so then I would take a
shot.
So
that's the jizz. You would take a shot.
I would take a shot.
So you would tell us the truth about your childhood pet's name.
Pretzel.
Its name was Four.
Yeah.
That's why I got so confused.
Tell us about Pretzel.
Okay, but back to the dilemma. But that's actually kind of a fun game.
Yeah, that is fun.
And the more people on the screen, the more fun it is. And you can go
You go to 12 normally, right? Or
well, I made it shorter, but you can go to 21 or 18 or 16. I think you just whatever.
But back to this big one dilemma.
Oh, yes.
There wouldn't be anything that I would take this like any task. I'm not a confident counter, but even if you said like Amanda, like record a podcast, or Amanda, make a hard boiled egg, and if you do it wrong, we're gonna douse you with
torture.
There's nothing I'm so confident in.
How about this? How about it's the same thing? Like you could count backwards for $50,000 from 300, but your pet who you've had for 5 years gets lethally injected peacefully, but will be dead.
No.
They've had a five-year run, which is a lot for some sand crabs or whatever you have, Maria, but...
No, there's no way.
Especially not with a little animal. What about this? What about if you get it wrong, two of your fingers just disappear?
And it's dealer's choice? Like they get to choose which two fingers?
Yeah.
I could do that.
With no pain? They just disappear?
I could do that.
For $300 to count backwards from 50,000?
No. No way.
Come on.
I don't think I would do that.
But do you think?
No.
Now, why? Because we all know how to count, and we all, you know, I know, Amanda, you're not a confident counter, but we can count. Is it just that you don't have trust in yourself?
Under pressure, who knows what tricks your brain plays on you under pressure?
Is it still considered counting if you're getting less and less? Counting backwards?
What do you mean?
What are you counting?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I always think of counting as going up.
Counting backwards is what it's called.
Counting down.
Countdown.
What does counting mean? Counting crows.
Oh, adding.
Taking account of when reaching a total, including.
What your listeners can't see is that our background is that I'm actually seeing paint dry behind Maria.
Just Googling counting. We better wrap this up, guys.
Hold on, I'm going to send you the little big one.
All right.
I'm really sorry to Taryn Killam and his beautiful partner. I forget what I said, but I know I read the script that was given. But I did still say it. That's a big one. What if you're asked to play a part where you don't? No. I mean, honestly.
Amanda and Maria, earlier this week, I went to the grocery store to stock up on food as I self-quarantine for the next few weeks. In the checkout line, I was lamenting with the person in front of me that even though we got to the store right when it opened, they were already out of Clorox wipes. The man behind me in line heard this and said, "Here, take some of mine. You've got kids. I bought some for friends, but they don't need this many." He then handed me a 4-pack of Clorox wipes. I was confused about what he meant, seeing as I do not have kids, but I thanked him profusely for his kindness nonetheless. He then started asking me about my children, and I realized that he assumed, due to the insane amount of Paw Patrol Easy Mac in my cart, I must have children. When I realized this, I instantly felt guilty for taking this man's Clorox wipes under false pretenses. Should I have fessed up and given them back once I realized? What should I have done? By the way, I bought the Clorox wipes. Thanks. Oh my God.
Honestly, the mac and cheese that's in the shapes like SpongeBob or Rugrats or whatever. It tastes a lot better.
It does.
You think it's because it soaks up more cheese in the crevices?
Probably.
Yeah.
That is so
funny. Legally, don't you need to be 21 or have an adult buy you such a fun meal? Well, I would ask, when the guy handed you the Clorox wipes, was he wearing gloves? Because he might have just given you not a gift at all.
Oh, no.
Who knows what he was touching before he put his fingers all over your mac and cheese boxes, basically by putting them on the wipes, which you tossed on top of the mountain of mac and cheese.
Well, maybe she used the wipes to disinfect everything, and hopefully she washed her hands before she touched her face.
So one thing that I would, it depends how old the guy was. And if you think he was giving them to his other friends in the home or something, I mean, I wouldn't take it from an older person. If it was a guy in his 30s or 40s, mm-hmm. I would take them, assuming that his friends were the same age. But if it was an older person and I didn't have kids, I would refuse the gift.
Interesting. Now, this man made his own assumption, but it's an awkward situation because he's doing something, trying to do something nice.
Yeah.
And so then it's awkward because I'm sure if you had said, oh, I don't have kids, he would have said, okay, that's okay. Still take them.
Yeah, but he would have been embarrassed. Like he would have been calling someone out like that. Then they're embarrassed that they even said anything.
But what if it was? It's kind of not right for this guy. I don't know the etiquette about like buying for friends something that other people need. And this guy bought a bunch of them. I mean,
well, and also, is it really fair for him to make the decision to sacrifice what was on his friend's wish list? Because obviously he reached out to the friend and said, hey, going to the store, do you need anything? And the guy said, actually, we could use this. So it's not like he's sacrificing on behalf of his friend.
But it seems to me that he bought his friend multiple packs of Clorox wipes.
Oh, okay. So the friend still made out like a bandit.
Yeah.
Needs something to wipe her mouth after the mac and cheese.
All inside her mouth.
Would you still take the gift if at the end he says, wouldn't that be a crazy story at our wedding of how we met?
Are we talking, if we're talking Clorox wipes, yes, at this point, because those are really hard to find. I think I probably would have said I didn't have kids just because I would have been so surprised.
Like it was a test or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But then it would have been awkward. But I also don't think really did anything that horrible since the guy had a lot of Clorox wipes. But I have to say that that dilemma made me chuckle.
I would just take it because knowing that he did a good thing is a stress reliever for him.
Yes,
that's true.
You're right, Johnny.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for wiping in. Whoops!
You meant to do that, Amanda. No, yes, I didn't.
I did not.
Amanda, count backwards from 300 right now.
So, Johnny, thank you so much for being on the show. Can people still Venmo you?
Please, please. Actually, now more than ever. JONNYMAIS. But beyond that, you can see me about once every 10 days in line at Whole Foods 365. I'll be wearing my Demi Moore mask from Halloween.
No.
Yes. I'm so excited that my Halloween costumes get to see the light of day now.
Johnny, you're known for your Halloween costumes being so upsetting.
It's seriously so
I gross. Ran into CVS the other day as Jennifer Aniston, and people were stunned.
Oh, my God. You guys, Johnny, we need to somehow post these. Just look at
it. I'll send them to you guys. You can give them to the two people who called in. The prize.
And you can reach us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. You can tweet us at thebigonespod on Twitter. You can call us at 626-604-6262.
626-604-6262. I got it.
How many sixes are in, how many of the devil's number are in your, people are scared to dial 666-666.
Johnny, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for listening to The Big One.
The Big One. Stay safe and healthy.
Yeah, right. Too little, too late.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.